Home stretch, huh? Happy Friday. Great to be with you. Approaching 8 o'clock here on KCMO Talk Radio. My, oh my, we got about 2.5 months to go until these primaries in Missouri and Kansas, for that matter. But one race that's absolutely worth watching closely is Missouri's 4th Congressional District. That is the district, the seat currently being held by Vicky Hartzler, who is, of course, running for U.S. Senate. And one of those folks looking to be the next 4th District Congressman is Taylor Burks. He is a former U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander. He served as Boone County's first Republican County Clerk. He joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Taylor, good morning. Good to have you on in Kansas City. For those in this part of the world who may not be as familiar with you, why are you running and what makes you different from a very crowded field of Republicans?
Hey, Pete, great to be back on your show. Always a pleasure. So I'm running because I got back from my third deployment in 2020. I was a part of the process withdrawing our troops from Iraq and Syria that President Trump had directed us to do. And then what we saw in Afghanistan was a travesty for our troops, absolutely disgusting for those of us who've served overseas. And then I got home. My wife and my three little boys were dealing with pandemic politics here in Missouri, one of the reddest states in the country. And with my background, both national security as a fifth-generation farm kid and then as a supply chain professional for the Navy, I felt I had something to offer this district and hope that voters will see the same.
You know, Taylor, I was looking at some of these numbers here as they've been coming out in recent months, and you're in a very strong situation in terms of how much money you've raised, and obviously that's part of politics, yep, whether we like it or not. What does that mean for you, for what that says about your candidacy and your campaign, that you have in many ways been at or near the top when it comes to having the money to put forth to run an effective and strong campaign?
Yeah, we've led the field every single quarter in fundraising. We've been blessed to be in one of the top two for large donors here in the state, but we've actually been blessed to blow it out of the water with our small dollar grassroots support. So we've had almost 18,000 donors, and our average donation size is a little less than $19 per donor, mm-hmm, which tells me that regular grassroots conservatives care about the message that I'm talking about, the experience that I offer for this district, and they've responded. And so we've just been, every quarter's been better than the last, and we've been blessed for that.
What concerns do you have? Taylor Burks, running for Missouri's 4th Congressional District, joining us. These new maps are out, and one of your, yep, opponents in particular, Kalina Bruce, is calling on yourself and other candidates, other Republicans in this primary, to drop out because with this new congressional map, you do not live technically in the district anymore, which is not required, by the way. People don't realize that. But what is your response to that request from your Republican opponent who's saying, hey, you, Taylor Burks, and others in this race who do not live in the district should be dropping out of the race?
Well, I'm not surprised if the fifth place candidate wants everybody else to drop out. The reality is that my county got split in half. I lived in southern Boone, but I represented all of Boone when I was the county clerk. So yesterday I moved my voter registration and residence to northern Boone, and I'm still in the district.
Really? Okay, so you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is something that you don't think will be an issue for the voters?
Well, I mean, I'm a fifth-generation Missourian. No one can, mm-hmm, question my connections to my state. I've represented Boone County. I grew up in the southern end of the district, down near the Ozarks. And so the fact that the lines changed 2 days ago to move my current home out is the nature of how Jefferson City politics works. And so we complied and said, hey, it matters to me to have a congressperson who lives in the district. And so we moved my residence to family in the northern part of Boone, and here I am.
So, Taylor, as you look at Congress right now, you know, one thing I've said for a long time is that we need more people who do have experience that you have being a veteran. I think that's important. You know, I'd like to see more veterans and less lawyers, as I say many times, yeah, in the United States Congress, in politics in general. What do you think it is about that experience being a veteran and what it brings to something like Congress that seems to be lacking in a major way right now?
It's about service, Pete. You know, when people have served overseas and not just, you know, done it once, which is, you know, awesome service, but when you've done it repeatedly, it's harder and harder to say that you're in this game for your own personal interest. When you've been at risk of dying multiple times, people understand that you care about this country and that you're willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. And in that regard, we probably lack some of that in Washington, D.C., that care and concern for this country. And so I think that's why voters appreciate when veterans want to run. For this district, we've not had a veteran represent us in Congress in almost 50 years. And we have two military bases. Missouri's two major military installations, Whiteman and Fort Leonard Wood, are in Missouri's fourth. So to have a veteran represent us, the opportunity to elect a veteran to Congress here, I think is huge.
Taylor Burks on KCMO. Taylor, I like to ask candidates this question. I don't think we've talked about it yet. Is there someone in Congress, it doesn't have to be someone in the House, it could be someone in the Senate, that you would theoretically want to mirror yourself after? Is there somebody that you would admire from either a policy or personality perspective? Who comes to mind for Taylor Burks?
Yeah. Well, that's an easy question, Pete. I served in the Navy with a guy named Jim Banks, who's a congressman out of Indiana. We were roommates on our Navy weekends, and so I've gotten to know him really well long before he was in Congress and before I've run for office myself. He's the chair of the Republican Study Committee, a really conservative guy who's thoughtful about policy. He's one of the two Republicans that Nancy Pelosi blocked on that January 6th kangaroo committee. And so he's a solid guy that I've known personally and look to him for a lot of guidance and advice on how to navigate congressional politics.
Taylor Burks is joining us here on KCMO Talk Radio. Last thing, Taylor, if there's an issue that you think you bring to the table, an expertise that you bring to the table policy-wise in D.C., what would it be?
Certainly national defense and national security. There are a lot of people who've served overseas and served in the military, but my specific expertise in supply chains and energy policy, that's what I did for the Navy, and there's not a lot of people that could do that. And then I'm also the only candidate for Congress in the country who's run an elections office. As the clerk for Boone County, I ran elections in 2017 and 2018. And if election integrity matters, we need to send people, Republicans, conservatives, to Congress who understand what it means to actually defend our ballot box.
He's Taylor Burks, running for Missouri's 4th Congressional District. And as you've heard on his ads that have been coming on KCMO here as of late, he is not a Cubs fan. Confirming that, Taylor. Not a Cubs fan.
That's absolutely right.
All right. Taylor, hey, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being here on KCMO.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.